Thank you, Betty, very much. Thank you to your fellowship team as well. We celebrate that. I don't want to take too much time here, but I just want to lift up someone who's very special to me that's here today. And both my parents are here, but today I want to lift up Daddy. He's right there, Jim Dirks. Yeah, he has more hair than I do, yeah. That proves that I've just been a pleasant son. But anyway, they are, since Jamie is gone, and of course Paul with her to Beaumont with the youth, they have come to help me out with David and Stephen, and I celebrate that. But this is a special week for Dad because it's Father's Day, 75th birthday, and how many years together now this week? You forgot? Oh, okay. Many wonderful years. I'm sure it's been like 15 of the best years of his life. So, no, 53, is that right? 52? So, anyway, thank you for being here, guys. As we prepare our hearts and our minds for worship this morning, let us pray. Gracious and holy God, we do thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, that you've allowed us to open our eyes to your wonders today, and we ask that you open our spirits and our minds and our ears and every other sense about us to your miracles and all that you do in our life. We thank you, God, for the miracle of this church and all the generations that it has served. Thank you for your spirit and how active it has been in the life of this congregation through the years. And now as we gather to worship, as we gather together as a church body, we just ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us, God. May your spirit be so powerful. May your light be so bright. May your presence be so strong that all negative thoughts and evil flee from this place, Lord. We love you and we have our faith in you, and that's why we're here today. Anoint us in a way to help us set aside our anxieties so that we can focus our hearts and our minds upon you, God. We ask in Jesus' name that you make us one with you and one with each other as we celebrate Father's Day. In Jesus' holy name, amen.